not only read it, but we are doers of the Word of God. Well, that's my cue to once again thank each and every one of you for joining us on the Master's Call this morning. At this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come this morning truly thankful and grateful for the new day that you have given us, the brand new mercies that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for our co-founders this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes and their obedience in starting this call. We pray your blessings upon them. We lift up the entire TMC family and our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, our speaker this morning. We pray that you would bring them forth and let them have clarity of thought. Let them be able to share what you have put on their heart to share with us today. And as the tags say, let us not only be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of your word. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Well, it's been a delight and a pleasure to greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning. This is Minister Ada Grace greeting you from Brooklyn. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is that my Midwestern sister, Minister Jackie Henderson, our silver fox? Take it
yes,
away, beautiful. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for greeting everyone this morning and fitting them with that wonderful tag, the Word of God. Now, this is Jackie Henderson, as she said, from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I want to give you just a little bit of background, and I want to get out of the way because we have a wonderful speaker this morning, and I want to allow her all the time that she needs to speak. But this call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. And the scripture reference for this call is, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." And when God gives a mandate, he also gives a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you have missed some of the messages, all of our messages have been archived on a website since the onset of the call. And that website is the www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And not only can you go and get all of our messages that have been delivered, but also the bios of each and every one of our speakers is on this website. Now, our theme for this year is, by faith, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, maybe as a greeter, as Miss Ada Grace has so graciously done this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or if God has given you a word to share, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And it is that common gold thread that has brought us all together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. And now the company is known as Artist Life. And it is a great company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family, your friends, and all that you meet. It will be a blessing. Well, are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playbacks? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 857-957-1147. So please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information with your team members and your prospects. Now, directly after this call is the new Morning Motivational Call. And it is held every Monday through Friday, right after this call, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound. Now, today is Wednesday, and it is our Awareness Wednesday with that powerful couple, Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And they will be sharing with you some great product knowledge, so you don't want to miss this call. Now, I am excited, and I am waiting. I am waiting for September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, because I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Will I see you there? So at the Artists United, do not miss the opportunity to attend this great event. You want to work your business, meet your goals, and attend this event and be recognized as a VIP on the stage. So remember, get registered by contacting Artist Life at 702-313-3333 and get registered. It is imperative for you to register as soon as possible so they may be able to prepare for your coming. So we expect all that is desiring to attend to be there. Now, right now, I'd like to get out of the way for our speaker this morning, and our speaker is definitely, definitely, definitely no stranger to this call. And all the Master's Calls family are very familiar with our speaker this morning. She is a wife, she is a mother, and she is a grandmother. She is known by everyone on this call. She has shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only throughout the United States, but around the world. She has a true love of God down deep in her soul. She has totally surrendered herself to God, and God is using her mightily. She has been a blessing to the masses, touching and changing lives. She served in the United States military, commissioned as a chaplain, a mentor, and a pastor. She served as president of the National Council of Negro Women in the Savannah chapter. She began her life in Monticello, Mississippi, and after traveling throughout the world, God has returned her back to her roots, and she now resides in Silver Springs, Mississippi. She was led to open the Joy Retreat, and she is a blessing to many souls as they strengthen their lives in Christ. She is a newlywed, and as I said, she is no stranger to this call. She has served as the first ambassador of Artists International. And now she is serving each and every one of us as she mentors to us, as she downloads God's word into us. So now I would like to bring forth to you our speaker of the hour, known as Pastor Dimples or Miss Super Fantastic. With no further ado, I'd like to bring before you Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton, our co-founder of The Master's Call. Pastor P.K., are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie Henderson. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this introduction this morning. And thank you for what you do for the TMC call and the artist family. You have been a faithful servant, and I know for a fact, not just from the word of God, but also from experience, that God blesses faithfulness. So I thank you, and I'm loving up on you from Silver Creek, Mississippi. I love you, love you, love you. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Now, I also want to thank God for my dear sister and minister, Ada Grace from Brooklyn, New York. I thank God for you. I always enjoy hearing your voice on this phone, and I just love you and my son Doug, and I look forward to seeing you. My husband has said that we just may be in Las Vegas 22nd, 23rd. I just realized this morning that's my son, that's our son's birthday weekend, so I don't know what he's going to say about that. He may want us all to be there, so that is a good thing, we are looking forward to loving up on our artist family and hugging our TMC family's neck for that event. So let's all just kind of plan. I'm right now in a season of my life where I'm wanting to just reconnect and love up on people who have touched my life over the past and people who I want to see and haven't seen in a while, and that includes my TMC family. I've seen a few of you, but I'm ready to see a whole bunch of you together, and this would be a good gathering. And I thank God for our theme this morning, tag, Doers of the Word of God. And that's going to take me right into my word for this morning. I also want to acknowledge that our pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, is on the call, and I thank God for her and her faithfulness to this call and her being the anchor of the call. I've just kind of been tagging along here. She has allowed me to stay on the train and didn't throw me overboard. But I thank God for her and ask that she kiss our mother Josie for me this morning. Well, how many of you believe that God is a second chance God? How many of you really believe that? Well, I want you to know that I know God to be a chance after chance after chance God. And it's because that's what the Word of God says in Lamentations 3:22-23. It lets us know that God's loving kindness indeed is with us, and that he gives it to us each and every morning, fresh and anew. And that is so wonderful. On yesterday, I resumed a series that I've been teaching from the beginning of the year on choices. And I just, you know, this morning as I was looking at how the Lord is leading me with this series, you know, to just say, okay, I'm going to see, can I finish it up by the end of the year? Because I started off talking about small choices and how, well, first of all, we are writing our story. I want you to know that living this life, you're writing a story that someone is going to read, whether you are putting it on paper or whether somebody else is looking at it and putting it on paper or in their memory. We are all living and writing a story. We are living epistles. Yes, we are. And so we started off talking about how we make choices, and then some of us start choices, and we decide that we're going to start a thing. Then we decide whether or not it's time for us to stop that thing. And today we are talking about staying, choices that we make, and whether we should stay or whether we should go. And yesterday after I finished, my husband came down, and I thank God for him I'm going to have to remember to say, thank God for my loving husband, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, being on the phone this morning. He is back over in there listening. I heard him sign in. Thank you, baby, for being on. And he walked down and he said, you did a good job, baby, with the word this morning. But did you read the word? Did you read the word? So I said, no, I didn't go. I just mentioned that I was in the book of Ruth. Well, I just asked, you know. I know that was his kind way of saying, you started this thing off and you didn't read the word. So I said, okay, I thank God for another chance to get this thing right this morning. We are going to start off our lesson by me reading the words, because there are some people just want you to read the word. It doesn't matter that you know it. They want you to read it. So we're going to start in Ruth, the story that I am working from as I'm dealing with the stay aspect of choices and making choices is the book of Ruth. And I know that I can see Minister Ada Grace just grinning because, oh, I mean, she can preach this book. Now, this is the series that she would just love to just stay in. If she couldn't preach anything else, this would be the book that she would just preach. And I know that it means a whole lot to our Minister Willa as well. And for this particular portion of my series, I want to use this book. There are only two books named after women in the Bible, and this happens to be one of it. And we're going to start reading today because the whole book is good, and I can't read the whole book, but I just want to start us out today with around the 11th chapter, where Naomi is having this conversation with her daughter-in-laws. And she says, no, dear daughters, this is a bitter pill for me to swallow, more bitter for me than for you. God has dealt me a hard blow. You all know sometimes in life we are dealt hard blows. It feels like the old enemy gives us a sucker punch. Oh, my God. And that's what Naomi is saying to her daughter and wanting them to understand what she is feeling. Again, they cried openly, beginning 14th verse. Oprah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth embraced her, hugged her, grabbed her around her neck, and held on. And Naomi said, look, your sister-in-law is going back home to live with her own people, going back to her own mom and daddy and their God. Now you go on with her. In the 16th verse, it says, Ruth said, don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Because where you go, I go. I'm wanting to stay with you. Where you live, I live. I want to stay with you. Your people are my people. And your God, Big G, is my God. And where you die, I'm going to die. That's where I'll be buried. So help me, God. Not even death itself is going to come between us. I want to stay with you. When Naomi saw that Ruth had her heart set on going with her, she gave in. And so the two of them traveled on to Bethlehem. I'm going to stop reading right there because you all, I think that's a good place for me to stop and start my story for today. Because, you see, my story today about staying is sharing my own story and sharing what God did with me, because all of us, I want you to know, should ask the question, should I stay? Well, Ruth made the decision that she was going to stay with Naomi, even though life had dealt them a bitter blow. Even though it was hard, it was a hard, hard place for them, she decided that she wanted to stay. If you haven't already, you will sometimes find yourself at crossroads, a place where you have to make a difficult decision about your life direction. Should I stay the course when it would be easier to go another way? Maybe a better question you should ask is this: what does God want you to want? PK, what does God want you to want? Not have, but want you to want you to desire. What does God stir up in you that he wants you to want? I want you to pause and take a moment and think about that question as we just, you know, contemplate on what it is that God would want you to want. What is the one big thing you know God wants you to pursue? Does he want you to spend more time with your family? That's a big one. Maybe he wants you to spend more time developing your family spirituality. It is important to Mr. Patton that we have morning and night devotions, because he says that is to help us to grow stronger in the Lord. And if we aren't connected with God, our connections won't be good. Maybe he wants you to work more to develop on yourself spiritually. To be honest, you haven't been growing as a follower of Christ, a genuine disciple of his, because you haven't spent any time with him. It may be that God wants you to stop pursuing your own dreams for a moment, to surrender something to him that means a lot to you, and that is a tough one there. When it comes to us wanting something and then having to decide whether that really is the thing that God wants for us to have. Maybe he wants you to stop living for things that really don't matter. Even if what you are thinking of isn't one of these things, I'd be willing to bet you have some idea of what God wants you to want. In light of knowing what God wants you to want, where does he want you to stay as you are wanting that thing? In what area of your life does God want you to stay the course so that you can tell the story he wants you to tell? Even though it might be easier to walk away, is there some situation where God wants you to stay? I want you to take a moment and write that thing down. Now, I know that some of you are saying that it's early, you're still sleeping in, you don't have your pen or your journal next to you. I want you to stop that and start this today. I want you to start having a pen and a paper close to you so that you can jot down what it is that God has given to you, because sometimes in the middle of the night, God will shake you, give you an idea, and you will say to yourself, I'm going to get up in the morning and write that down. But when you get up, your brain can go back and get what it is that God gave you at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I want you to start, and it is so easy. One of the things that I'm asking my husband for in the light of me just finishing up my birthday. I just thought about it this morning as I was doing this lesson. I'm going to ask him for this birthday, late birthday gift. And that is, I don't know what you call it, but I want that thing that I put in my hand, just talk into it. Because I, you know, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to carry around a journal every day. So I want to just journal it out and put it on this here paper, whatever you're going to call it. They don't call it tape anymore. They got CDs. They got these other things called APs and all this. I don't know what you call it. But anyway, somebody told me that I can write it down. I can say it. And then once I say it, I can put it on the computer and it'll write it out for me and all this. We got all kind of ways of capturing what it is that God is giving us to do. Now, listen, as you consider these questions, let me tell you and share with you about a time in my life when I was not only tempted to quit, I want you to know that I absolutely quit. In 1995, I just knew that I would be chosen for my next rank as lieutenant colonel in the Army. You see, I knew I would be chosen because I was good at my job. I had great congregations. I mean, where I went. People followed me. I was not just out taking a stroll. I had folks following me. On Sunday morning, my services were packed out. On Wednesday night, we had packed out Bible studies. Folk were ranting and raving about how wonderful Chaplain P.K. Roberts was. Oh, yes. Not only that, I had served in Desert Storm, and that was a good plus on my resume. I was black and beautiful. I was male in this, oh, Lord, amen, already, in this male's army. But I want you to know, I knew that Washington, D.C. was my place. But you all, I was passed over. I was not promoted. That was a blow for me. I quit. I got out. I decided that I would not stay where I felt that I was not wanted. You all, I'm going to have to pick this up later, but the story gets better and better. I'm glad that this is a series because I can put a pin in it and come back and work on it some more. But as I close this morning, I have to close with a word straight from the Word of God. And the Word says, it so happened that Naomi had a relative by marriage, a man named Boaz. And I want to come back and share with you how the staying of Ruth affected her life with that man named Boaz. And I will also come back and share with you how my decision to quit and then hear God in a real special way affected the way my story is being written and has been written. With that being said, Miss Jackie, you got 2 minutes to come back and say a short prayer, and I'll do the benediction because we got to get on that Wednesday morning call. Back to you, Sister Jackie. Jackie?
Thank you, Pastor PK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear right now.
All right. We thank you for that great message this morning, and we look forward to the rest of this series. And I will be calling you back shortly for our benediction. Now let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we come before you asking that you seal this word with your blood and that each and every one of us receive this word in our hearts. God, we ask your continued blessings and prayers over this call and over everyone that is listening. We thank you, we praise you, and we adore you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Now, immediately following this call is our morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. So please follow us to that call today with our power coupled Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. Well, they will be giving us information on shingles this morning. Now, here to hear the playback of this powerful call, that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, I'd like to thank Minister Ada Grace again for opening us up and greeting each and every one of us with the tag, the Word of God. And then Pastor P.K. Roberts bringing us that great message, which we look forward to hearing the series. And right now, I'd like to call you back, Pastor P.K., to close our call with a benediction.
Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay? Yes, should I stay? As we close, thank you all for listening to us this morning. Look forward to having you back on tomorrow for another powerful speaker. And I will be back later this month to share more with you on choices. God bless you. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray now that your mercy and your great Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with us as we go through this day accomplishing the mission that you have set before us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.